Yes, sir.
Well, that's fine. I suppose it was really beautiful to.
Yes, sir. That's back in that time. Well, and then after growing up by the Pentecost, after going on up, and we got around, and happened to come across somebody else that would start it out this other way, like the Pentecost. And they thought they know more about the Bible than the Baptist people did. That was Baptist back then, this missionary Baptist. And now then, this Pentecost is why when this was set up, this holiness, you call it, you know, after Jesus come, this Pentecost will come in, you see, after he died. This Pentecost will come in and setting up. They call it the Pentecost. And that is what happened on the day of Pentecost back young, when, you know, when the time had fully come, that, well, way we got it now, way we seeing it and all, is we back on the law then. Back young, that Baptist and the first people first come up, they're supposed to pay the tenth then. Of course, the Baptist wasn't teaching it then. But some of, after a while, some of them went to teaching it, you're supposed to pay it and supposed to live by it, you know, and not do cook or do nothing on a Sunday because you're living under the law and by the law. And of course, a lot of them then, they wouldn't even cook on a Sunday back there because they was obeying the law and everything. Oh, and good, you know,
really
they
strict.
Obeyed it. Right, 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 that's right. But now, after we said Jesus died, well, he changed that up. You're not, you know, ain't supposed to live by that. Back yonder, and you're paying them tithes, you're supposed to bring up bullocks and fresh one thing, another and everything. But he done away with that. And so now you're supposed to at least live by the word, you know. Do what the word said do, and, you know, not have to pay all this stuff, you know. Not have to pay, you know. Back there, you had to pay that tenth of your earnings, you know, bring it up and pay it. But because that was the law in back then. But after he died and went away, you know, he said, you know, he done away with that there then. Of course, some folks said, no, they still holding on to it. Of course, we don't. We say he done away with it. And now we just pay the free will. Mm-hmm. We're the free will. Pay what, you know, you're able or what you want to pay, you know.
Do you call it dues or what?
Duty.
How do you... Is it a dues or offering?
No, sir. Free will offering. This was never I want to pay or feel like paying, you know. Why just pay that?
I see.
Yes, sir.
Well, then the people who tithe, do they have to pay?
Yes, sir. Pay the tenth of their earning.
And do they call that dues? Or
yes, sir. Right. That's right.
If somebody come to you and say, you have to pay your...
Yeah, you're right. Yes, sir. Bring it up. And most time they got a box there. You bring up your tenth of your earnings, you know, and put in that box. And then after the service order, and the preacher gets it and puts it away.
I see. So, that church really expects people to.
Yes, sir, that's what they do like that, you know, and all. And so that's what we say, and we don't do it. We just, if we's able to do that, if we able to pay this or that, no, we pay it. Just and then use it for the church purpose and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm. What I'm interested in the kind of expressions people might use to use. Suppose the wagon broke down, and you'd have to fix it, you know, and and you knew it took a lot of time. How would you say that church will be over before?
Well, I see what you mean exactly. Here comes some more friends coming along. Of course, leave out in time to be there. Oh, maybe something happened, you know, you'd have time to get there, of course. And well, here comes some more friends along. We get in the wagon going with us. Well, maybe that man may lose most of the service, you know, trying to get his wagon fixed to get the family back, you know. They just get in that wagon, you know, and go on to church and have their service.
Nice.
We wouldn't pass one another like we don't see them, nothing.